Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, what's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you for the next hour. So leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Britney Spears and her fiancé Sam Asghari have a bun in the oven. The toxic songstress revealed on...
They need to quit doing that. I hate when they do that. I say this every time. She literally has 1,000 songs in her catalog, but every time they use the word toxic because they're calling her toxic. And in reality, they're the toxic ones.
Bun in the oven. The toxic songstress revealed on Instagram on Monday that she and her love are expecting their first child together. I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip only to gain it back. I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, no, you're food pregnant, silly. So I got a pregnancy test and well, I am having a baby. 4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. It's growing. If two are in there, I might just lose it.
Yeah, can you imagine if there were four kids in there? Oh, man.
The 40-year-old pop star continued, saying she doesn't plan to go out as much due to the paparazzi.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to leave my house. It's kind of sad that she really can't just leave her house because of the paparazzi. Like, can you imagine that? You literally can't really leave your house because you're really famous.
And opening up about her previous pregnancy struggles. Mm. I obviously won't be going out as much due to the paps getting their money shot of me like they
are. Oh yeah, that's what we all want.
Previous pregnancy struggles.
Money shot.
I obviously won't be going out as much due to the paps getting their money shot of me like they unfortunately already have. It's hard because when I was pregnant, I had perinatal depression.
Ah, that sucks.
I have to say, it is absolutely horrible.
Doesn't sound good. Perinatal depression. Oh, that's what I want to have on a Tuesday night. I can only imagine how awful that is, Brittany.
Women didn't talk about it back then.
Yeah, women don't really talk about it anymore. Even now, never really heard about perinatal depression. Oh, everyone's the authority on it.
Some people consider it dangerous if a woman complained like that with a baby inside her. But now women talk about it every day.
Well, I guess I'm missing out. Then again, I'm not really hanging around pregnant women.
Thank Jesus we don't have to keep that pain a reserved proper secret. This time I will be doing yoga every day.
Okay.
Spreading lots of joy and love.
Oh, wow.
Brittany is also a mom to 16-year-old Sean Preston and 15-year-old Jaden James Federline.
It makes me feel old that her kids are old enough to at least get their driving permit or their license. Like, think about that. The 16 years have flown by that Britney Spears and that redneck hack known as Kevin Federline. They have a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old. We're getting old.
Who she shares with ex-husband Kevin Federline. Access Hollywood previously spoke with Sam Asghari in November 2021.
And what did he say?
At the premiere of House of Gucci. And he reacted to the support Britney has received from Lady Gaga since her conservatorship was ended.
Got it.
I know that Gaga had some great words to say recently about Britney and everything and the support that has been going on with you guys. Congratulations, by the way. How do those words feel to you when you hear so much support, especially from someone who you're supporting tonight?
Yeah. I mean, it's surreal. It's you know, the whole world is supporting and loving.
Well, what's weird is the whole world is not supporting and loving because you guys have a lot of haters. And what's bizarre about having haters and what's bizarre about having lovers is that for every message you get that goes, oh, you're doing a great job, the next one says you suck. So it kind of keeps you humble.
And that's what it's going to take in that situation. So I'm just happy and, you know, just living my life, like I said.
Yeah, knocking up Britney.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, this has been brought to you by the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. When I tell you that Devin Prasad of FitSageFitness.com is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram and follow him there. And if you don't live in the Bay Area, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. Listen, you can do virtual workouts with Devin Prasad. For all the info, and I mean all the info, it is at FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
KBBL Talk Radio, and now Springfield's favorite conservative and author of the well-selling book, Only Turkeys Have Left Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, Birch Barlow.
Ugh, that Barlow's a right-wing crackpot. He said Ted Kennedy lacked integrity. Can you believe that?
Yeah, switch the station. I consider myself politically correct, and his views make me uncomfortable.
No, guys. Now, I'm not very political. I usually think people who vote are a bit fruity. But for some reason, this Birch Barlow really speaks to me.
Good morning, fellow freedom likers. Birch Barlow, the fourth branch of government, the 51st state. You know, there are three things we're never going to get rid of here in Springfield. One, the bats in the public library. Two, Mrs. McFearley's compost heap. And three, our six-term mayor, the illiterate, tax-cheating, wife-swapping, pot-smoking spendocrat, Diamond Joe Quimby.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
My love don't cost a thing. When I make popular songs in 2001, I claim to not be a money-grubbing imbecile. But then 21 years later and 7 wedding rings later, they're worth about $20 million. So I'm Jennifer Lopez, and I am a hypocrite. I'm just saying, it's not a genuine bone in her body. Well, there's a lot of things that are nice about her body, but not her genuineness.
So I have a really exciting and special story to share.
Oh, please tell us. You sound like such a unique storyteller. Oh, you're so exciting to listen to.
Exciting and special story to share.
I have no personality.
Bennifer is headed for a wedding. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are engaged. The On the Floor singer announced the exciting news on her newsletter on Friday, just days after she was spotted rocking what appeared to be an engagement ring earlier in the week.
I love how they called her On the Floor, like the On the Floor singer. That's all she knows how to do is just lay on the ground. No, that's the name of one of her songs, but they really go with the embarrassing titles.
J-Lo teased the news on social media, sharing a sneak peek clip of the announcement.
The sneak peek. We can't see the full thing? Trust me, unless you're joining OnlyFans and banging out Ben, we don't really care.
So I have a really exciting and special story to share.
I'm getting married for the 1,000th time.
So if you're not part of my inner circle...
We're not.
You have to go to onthejlo.com to hear this one.
All right, man. You can search up Hoppy Radio on every podcasting platform at the same time.
I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it is my inner circle where I share my more personal things. And this one's definitely
the most boring thing I've ever heard. 856-49-HOPPY. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me if you're traditional. If you're a little old school, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Speaking of traditional and speaking of old school, baseball's back. Woo! Yeah, everybody cares about baseball. Woohoo! Just saying. I'm just being real with you guys. All the baseball fans out there get so defensive. Don't worry. Trust me, nobody cares at all.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
99-day lockout, a shortened spring training opening day for the Tampa Bay Rays, now less than 24 hours away. First pitch at the Trop at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
So this is from last week. So there, this was before the opening day, which was so exciting to be around in downtown St. Pete. You can really feel the fandom. Not at all. 856-49-HOPPY. But the info that is in this video is timeless because it's about the cloudy future of the Rays. Everybody cares about the Tampa Bay Rays in this area besides the Red Sox, Yankees, and Cubs fans and Dodger fans and all the transplants. But everybody cares about the Rays, right?
While fans are excited, they're also wondering about the Rays' future. And the only question that really matters in the end, where will they play? St. Pete, Tampa? Sarah Hollenbeck.
Maybe Nashville.
Tonight, going in depth.
Here's our extra beer for Friday.
Tim, he's got a lot of Yingling in his truck, this dude. And he's lifting up the back of the truck, showing us his Yingling.
You always need extra beer for opening day.
He's got a truckload of beer. This guy's got a sense of humor, man. You know what they say about Rays fans? They're really hilarious.
600 extra cases, to be exact.
Save me some, brah.
And let's not forget about ice. How about 12,000 pounds of it? Mark Ferguson, owner of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, is ready.
Yeah, Ferg's was popping, bro. I was there hanging out.
All the tables are coming in. We're gonna have a giant party.
You guys did. I'm not gonna even front. I know I'm full of sarcasm, but let me tell you, Ferg's was popping.
On Friday.
Across the street at Tropicana Field, crews are putting the final touches on a new sunshade at the entrance to the ballpark.
Oh, that's cool.
Baseball is back, and the fans are ready for the Rays to play ball.
They're making improvements on the roof, but they're never adding any improvements on the field. Once they have a great player and it's time to sign somebody, we're not going to pay Blake Snell, the guy that led us to a Super Bowl, whatever. But we're improving the roof, guys.
We're ready.
But open.
Oh, are you?
Opening day is once again overshadowed by ongoing questions about where the Rays will play when their lease is up at the Trop in 2027. It's a saga that's been going on for 15 years.
Wow. Time flies when no one really cares.
15 years, that's incredible right there.
Thanks, Mayor Jane.
There, so I don't know if that breaks any records. It may. But
probably does. I've never seen anything like it. They need to just leave. No one really cares. And if you're a Rays fan, I know you guys care. But in the grand scheme of things, no one cares.
But we're going to see we can get it done as quickly as possible.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor and St. Pete Mayor Ken Welch both recently met with team leaders, both making their best pitch to raise management. Castor would like to see the team play in Ybor City.
The problem is the Rays fans that are there want them to not leave. The mayors don't want them to leave, but they don't want them to leave St. Pete. And Mayor Jane wants it to come to Tampa. But what I'm saying is all the right people care about the Rays, but the owners don't care. It's about money, not the fans.
Conveniently located near downtown and a lot of new development.
Oh, when I think of baseball fans, I just think of Ybor City. Those nightclubs are popping. It's full of ADHD entertainment. You're going to sit through a four-hour baseball game in Ybor City when you can go to the club and get turned up. Oh, fuck. No.
The Rays have to make some quick decisions here. We're looking forward to...
Oh, yeah, when you're making negotiations with a team that doesn't really want to be here. Oh, yeah, let's start threatening them. That's going to really work out in the negotiation skills. I'm not a negotiator, but I don't really think you really want to, you know, piss off a team that doesn't want to be here.
New development.
The Rays have to make some quick decisions here. We're looking forward to seeing what they have in mind for the full season.
They want to leave. They want to get out of here.
Stadium so that we can get moving and trying to find the funding in the perfect location.
The funding. When you're literally gentrifying Tampa and making it impossible to live in, oh, let's put in money into a baseball team no one cares about. What a surprise. Politicians being out of touch. Enough of you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
The hour will be right back.
Working me up. Oh, the Tampa Bay Rays, they mean well. They're finally going to get fans someday. Someday, just let's put in all the money into a team no one cares about.
Shut up!
Let's put money into a team that people pretend to care about because they're bored.
Shut up!
When we literally have ghettos that could use money to be brought into, you know, the whole area. You have places that don't have local grocery shops and it's a desert. But oh, let's save a baseball team.
Shut up!
Oh man, you're getting me mad. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. You see that little picture I put up? But there's no such thing as a little picture when I'm in it. Of WestchasePrinting.com sign that says Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy at my studios, at my house. Did you see that picture? Did you see that banner? It's all because of DJ Tone at WestchasePrinting.com. At West Chase Printing and at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Here's the thing, though. When you get that invoice, they're going to hook you up with a top-notch deal because that is what they do at West Chase Printing. But if you tell them that Ryan Hoppy sent you, oh, they'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Tonight on Hard Copy, OJ refuses to speak. Part two tomorrow. Next, Nuns in a Blender frontman Johnny Rath has a new girlfriend, Margot Sherman. Margot's brother is film critic Jay Sherman. Here's an embarrassing photo of Jay with his foot stuck in a toilet. Last week, they appeared on the Howard Stern Show.
Well, Howard, my new album is,
Shut up. Margot, can I see you naked?
Of course not.
Then get out. Robin, what's so funny?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. You can always leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to play it on air. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kylie Jenner has seemingly confirmed that her and Travis Scott's baby boy still doesn't have a name.
Yeah, because they didn't really want to have it. Especially Travis. He seems like a deadbeat dirtbag.
A little less than a month after the Keeping Up alum revealed that her second child with Travis is no longer named Wolf, Kai seems to drop a hint that they're still in the process of solidifying a new name for their baby boy.
We'll figure it out. We'll announce it on episode 4 of The Kardashians on Hulu.
Parent proof comes from True Thompson's birthday party. Kylie attended the lavish bash with daughter Stormy and later showed off the goodie baskets given out to the kids, and both of hers were labeled with her two children's names.
Oh, that's good.
Stormy on the left and baby Webster on the right. Of course, Travis...
Webster!
His real name is Jacques Berman Webster II, and Stormy has also been given her father's last name. Back in February...
Oh, that sucks.
Kylie revealed the couple had plans to call their son Wolf, which...
I don't know. Travis Scott just seems like a deadbeat father. And even if he's not a deadbeat father, I want to take this time on my uncensored podcast. If I was on the radio, I wouldn't say this, but I'm not on the radio, so I'll say it. fucking deadbeat dads are the biggest fucking bums out there. They ruin their kids. Every kid does well when they have a great father, but a deadbeat father, I go, fuck yourself.
She shared this sweet announcement to her Instagram stories, but just a few weeks later, it seems she and Trav had changed their minds.
Oh yeah, Trav. Oh yeah, you're friends with him on the Trav basis. Hey, yo, what's up, Trav? Come on now, why are you saying Trav? Say Travis. Oh, we're so cool. We're using slang. We call him Trav, brah.
Later, it seems she and Trav had changed their minds. Jenner took to her Instagram story again on March 21st and shared, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore.
It's daddy issues.
We just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to share because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere.
Oh, okay.
One thing Kylie is sure of is her desire to get back to work.
The name of the kid is insert moment I didn't pull out, number two.
Recently attended the Kardashians premiere in Hollywood, marking her first major red carpet event since welcoming baby number two.
So basically, for people out there that don't know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians was the show that was on for 15 years. And it got, I don't know, kind of canceled by ETV, E! News, the E! Network, whatever it's called. And people were like, oh, I think they're retired forever. But no, they came back to Hulu. Just what we need. We do kind of need it. We bow down to you and your big asses. Here's what I'm saying. So now they have a new show on Hulu. And did you really think they were going to become irrelevant? Do you really think that mama Kris Kardashian was going to let that happen?
She's also been showing off her gym progress in a recent social media clip.
Overcompensating. I got to show off my gym progress. Trust me. The best compliment is when you don't tell people you're going to the gym and you wear a shirt that shows off your muscles and they're like, have you been working out? And you're like, hell yeah, bruh.
For gym progress, in a recent social media clip, Kylie revealed her toned midriff, adding a few prayer hands emojis to celebrate. She captioned the post, my abs over here trying to make a comeback, finally.
They were saying, oh God, a lot that night, but it wasn't praying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Sea monkeys, this is Howlin' Mad Murphy. You can run, but you can't hide, because I am live and worldwide with 10 gigawatts of radio waves that won't behave, and you can't ignore me anymore, people. I will be heard.
With a name!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are packing on the PDA.
Oh yeah, and he's banging her out and she's banging him out too.
Kim,
where's the butt plug?
Takes to Instagram to share more photos with her man after the two stepped out together for the premiere of Hulu's The Kardashians.
Told you.
The couple appears to be in their own world during dinner while snuggling up in the corner and staring into each other's eyes.
Oh, that's what couples do. Wow!
Of course, Kim had a cheeky caption for the post, writing late night snack.
Oh yeah, grab the hummus.
The steamy snaps come days after the SNL star was in attendance to support Kim and celebrate her family's new reality series.
Hell yeah!
Although they didn't pose together on the red carpet, the pair arrived holding hands.
I don't really see Pete Davidson as a red carpet guy. He's got anxiety.
And Kim even told E's Aaron Lim Rhodes she was happy to have Pete by her side.
Mm-hmm.
It's right over there. Just being supportive. He's so supportive.
Of course he's going to be supportive. He's happy to be there. He's banging out Kim Kardashian. What? Oh, yeah, who cares? I'm not going to support you. But then again, that is what Kanye West did.
Did you guys talk about tonight? Like, okay, are we going to take the photo?
Oh, my God, are we going to take the photo?
Are we going to do, like, a couple-y pose?
Yeah.
No, we just, like, he's here to support me, and, like, it's my thing. I don't think it's, like, his thing to be all out here with me, so.
I love how dominant she is and how sexy she is.
I'm just so happy he's here to support.
Yeah.
Kim went Instagram official with Pete back in March, and it appears things have been going pretty well since then.
So when the hell are they getting married?
In fact, she revealed that she wanted to make sure he was a keeper before sharing their romance publicly.
He definitely is a keeper. He definitely is a keeper.
There is mention.
Guys with anxiety, if you got that BDE, you can lay the pipe.
Sharing their romance publicly. There is mention of Pete. Was there ever any hesitation to share your love story publicly?
No, because for a living, we are very public.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, I'm a Kardashian. I'm going to keep it private. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to be private and have class.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Ray J. Oh, absolutely, Ray J.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were going to be... I just didn't want to, you know, meet someone, go on a date, and then talk about it on the show.
That's all I gotta say.
For the third time in their nearly 30-year marriage, Miley Cyrus's parents, Tish Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus, have called it quits.
That was nothing more and that was nothing less than a business relationship. That was nothing more and nothing less than a sham of a marriage. Divorced three times? Oh yeah, the third time's really gonna work. You're not gonna cheat on me with some woman with HPV and herpes and a porta potty, because that's what I imagine Billy Ray Cyrus does.
According to documents obtained by E! News, Tish filed court papers in Tennessee on April 6th to divorce the country icon. In the filing, Tish cites irreconcilable differences.
Cheating for the ninth time. The first eight times, no big deal. The ninth time, watch out.
And notes that she and Billy Ray haven't lived together since February of 2020.
That's a long time. So they didn't have to deal with each other during the quarantine.
News has reached out to teams for Tish and Billy Ray and has not heard back.
I don't really think Billy Ray wants to talk. If he wanted to talk more, he would have had a more successful career.
Tish and Billy Ray tied the knot in 1993.
I was born that year.
In addition to Miley, they are parents to Brayson and Noah. Tish also has two kids, Brandy and Trace, from a previous marriage.
Oh, Noah is such a success story.
Throughout the course of their union, Tish and Billy Ray have faced many highs and lows, and they
I bet a lot of highs.
They first filed for divorce in 2010. They said in a joint statement at the time, as you can imagine, this is a very difficult time for our family.
Nah, you're used to it.
We are trying to work through some personal matters.
Got it.
We appreciate your thoughts and prayers. They reconciled the following year.
So that was what they said in 2010. If you had personal issues back in 2010, I wonder what they're like now. Oh, everything's perfect with the Cyrus family. They're so classy, those Cyruses.
But 2 years later in 2013, they filed for divorce again. After the 2013 filing, Billy Ray released a statement saying, "This is a personal matter and we are doing what is in the best interest of our family."
You could have just copied and pasted the previous statement. It's literally the same thing. We want to have this be a personal matter where we have space. Shut up.
And we are doing what is in the best interest of our family.
Going back to each other for 90 times because you can't get over the idea of each other is good for the family. If it's good for the family, then I don't know what it means to be a good parent.
We ask that you respect.
Well, I don't, because I don't have kids.
Respect our privacy at this time. By May 2017, however, Tish and Billy Ray were back together, and their divorce case was dismissed. E! News confirmed at the time that a family center case resolution hearing was held, and according to the minutes, quote, "The parties have been properly notified of the proceedings and have failed to appear. The court orders this case dismissed for delay and prosecution."
So here's what the hell happened. We got back together. They were kind of digging each other all the times because they're on a dry spell. And they're just trying to make it work, man. So they like having sex with each other. Banging each other out. Just saying, there's no love there. Just affection. And a lot of oral sex.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This has been brought to you by the best top 40 station in all of America. Let me tell you about ZRadioLive.com. Oh, it's so good. It's run by their program director, Zach Feldman. He is the man. Here's the deal, though. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, Happy Hour goes down. You can listen on the Z Radio Live. You can listen to Z Radio Live by going to ZRadioLive.com and searching up Z Radio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hi there, I'm Brian Griffin, and you're listening to The Lunch Hour, serving up food for the mind. Today's entree is politics. What's on your mind today? The governor's budget? Stem cell research? Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Okay, we have a question from Quahog. Caller, you're on The Lunch Hour. Can I take your order?
Yes, I'll have a big helping of the pretentious crap.
Whoa, sometimes the crazy ones get through. Okay, we have Rose from Cranston on the phone. Welcome, Rose. Can I take your order?
Yes. That turkey, that raw turkey that you ate off the counter last week that got Lois mad, when you pooped that out, was the timer still in there?
And we're out of time. This
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com. You can listen on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Deezer, Mixcloud by searching Hoppy Radio.
Hot topic. Returning to the.
Let me rewind that. I didn't have the most perfect transition. And don't you ever think that this show is going to be perfect. It's like an A minus.
Signs that families are returning to the movie theaters. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 grossing $71 million in its opening weekend, with families making up 60% of the audience.
The problem with the first Sonic was Jim Carrey knocked it out of the park with that acting. But everybody else, it was like they were talking to something that wasn't there because Sonic the Hedgehog's not real. But Jim Carrey knocked it out of the park. But since everybody else doesn't act as good as Jim Carrey, it makes it awkward. Kind of like the movie The Grinch. Everybody else sucked, but he knocks it out of the park. And kind of like his show on Showtime and The Mask.
Trevor Ault joins us now with what this means for the summer blockbuster season. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, parents and kids really led the way to this surprisingly big debut weekend for Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Is it surprising we've been locked up in a house, especially if it was in like New York or a city that was actually under a quarantine, unlike Florida? What a surprise. People want to get out of the house. Who would have saw that coming?
And the movie industry is now hoping this is going to light the fuse for a massive summer blockbuster season that we know is packed with movies.
It's packed.
Waiting years to finally see.
Step one, light taunting. Step two, I have no idea.
This morning, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 racing through a big weekend at the box office.
I make this look good.
Yeah, you do, Sonic.
Supercharged sequel exceeding expectations, raking in $71 million domestically in the biggest opening ever for a video game-based film.
That sounds big. Been on my vision board for years.
Its success could be a sign families are returning to theaters.
Why can't it just be couples that want to bang?
Hollywood hopes to bounce back from the pandemic lull.
After 2 years during a pandemic, parents are looking to get out of the house with their kids. Family cinema is really what's selling right now.
And Sonic,
because there's no other good movies coming out, trust me. I mean, the Batman did well. Oh, but it's only family movies because that's all that's been released, dummy.
2 could be a launch pad for a massive summer blockbuster season. Tickets are already on sale for the latest Marvel installment, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, that sounds awful. Not a very big fan of superheroes unless it's like Luke Cage, Daredevil and Jessica Jones on Netflix. Besides that, I'm not really big on superheroes.
Things just got out of hand.
Oh, they did. And the superhero's gonna survive in the end.
It's expected to surpass the $230 million Doctor Strange pulled in 2016.
Oh, true.
And other anticipated releases?
Jeez! Having any fun yet?
Top Gun Maverick, delayed multiple times, but now set to land Memorial Day weekend, and in June...
Come back.
Is that Top Gun going to be the one that Tom Cruise comes out as bisexual in?
A weekend, and in June...
Come back.
I always come back.
The conclusion of the Jurassic Park series with Jurassic World Dominion.
Trust me, you didn't need another one.
Bigger. Why do they always have to go bigger?
Oh no, because it's a movie, and if you had a dinosaur go smaller, it wouldn't be a box office hit.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Thank you, Nick Knack and Patty Whack, the Siamese Midgets. We'll be sure to catch your new series on Fox.
Good luck, Mr. Burns. And if you get in trouble, I wrote some jokes about how white people are different from black people.
How you doing, Mr. Burns? Jerry Rude. Welcome to the show.
I'm pleased to...
All right, let's get this geezer out quick so we can bring in the lesbian gladiators.
You see, white people have names like Lenny, whereas black people have names like Carl.
Zoop. Now, Mr. Rude, I just want you to know I'm a good sport. If you want to make fun of my legendary love of cashews, you have at it.
Uh-huh. All right. How many times a day do you go to the can?
Oh, about 40, I suppose. When are we going on the air?
We're on the air now, Skeletor.
What?
Question two. How long is your wiener? Seriously.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
All right. How about this? When was your first gay experience?
Oh, well, when I was 6, my father took me on a picnic. That was a gay old time. Oh, I ate my share of wieners that day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Happy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with everyone's favorite overrated sociopathic pretty boy known as Johnny Depp? Oh, I'm sure he's having a grand old time in life.
The legal drama between former Hollywood couple Johnny Depp and Amber Heard enters a new phase today as the two sides face off in a Virginia courtroom. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million.
That's a lot of money.
Claiming she defamed him.
Yeah, she kind of did. She also kind of shit on his bed.
The trial is expected to feature a long list of celebrity witnesses, including Elon Musk and...
Elon Musk just wants attention. That's all he's good for.
Long list of celebrity witnesses, including Elon Musk and James Franco.
Apparently there's some sort of high-toned and fancy to-do up at the fort, eh?
The Pirates of the Caribbean star.
What the fuck did that guy just say? I'm the Pirates of the Caribbean, I talk really weird.
Apparently there's some sort of high-toned and fancy to-do up at the fort, eh?
What, bro?
The Pirates of the Caribbean star filed the lawsuit against Heard in 2019 after she published an op-ed in the Washington Post writing from the perspective of, quote, a public figure representing domestic abuse.
Yeah, this is where it gets weird. When you start beating up people, especially a woman, you're a scumbag.
The op-ed does not identify her ex-husband by name, but...
Of course I want it.
Lawyers for Depp say Heard damaged his reputation.
He did it by being a dirtbag. Oh, it's everybody else's fault. Called being a narcissist.
Claiming that because of the allegations of abuse, Mr. Depp lost movie roles and faced public scorn.
You also lost movie roles because you're past your prime. Oh, but it's everybody else's fault.
If there are enough indicators that the person she was making reference to is Johnny Depp, that would be sufficient for his lawsuit to move forward.
I don't know why she just doesn't say his name. Let me know. 856-49-HOPPY. Explain to me via voicemail why she can't just say his name if it happened. You're not lying. I don't know how the legal world works.
Heard's lawyers call the lawsuit frivolous, saying they will prevail in defeating this groundless lawsuit.
Yeah. Groundless.
The former couple's saga dates back to 2016, when Heard submitted photos of herself with a bruised face in court as she obtained a restraining order against Depp.
Yeah, he's not a good dude. He's not a good actor either.
Called the abuse claims categorically false, claiming they were a hoax to generate publicity for
Heard's
career. This weekend, Heard defended the Washington Post op-ed, writing, "I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power."
Why can't she name him, though? That's what I'm confused about. That's what I'm not getting.
"I continue to pay that price."
Okay. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of something that's irrelevant, we go from Johnny Depp to a show that should have been off 20 years ago.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Next up, The Simpsons. For the first time in the show's 33-year history, the next episode will star deaf and hearing-impaired actors. The new episode, called The Sound of Bleeding Gums, is going to follow Lisa Simpson as she finds out the son of her music idol was born deaf.
That's actually a good idea. Bleeding Gums Murphy is a pretty good artist.
Character will be played by hearing-impaired actor John Autry.
Yeah, they're making sure that the person that they actually have playing the character is actually that, because they got in a little bit of trouble for good old stereotypes.
It's a subject force that hits close to home for episode writer Lonnie Steele Sosthend, who told Variety that her brother was born deaf. Of course.
Okay.
This all follows the recent shift in Hollywood to shine a light on deaf and hearing impaired community. We're still cheering on Coda after it made Oscars history with wins for Best Picture and Supporting Actor.
Let me tell you, 10 years ago, I had the biggest crush on this girl named Claire, this beautiful blonde in my English class who was a little deaf. Oh, she was not attracted to me.
Catch that new episode of The Simpsons this Sunday.
Wow, The Simpsons is on TV? Like, you know it's on TV, but who's watching it? Who? This next headline is very interesting, let me tell you. Why is it interesting? Because Britney Spears, she is now getting the approval to have a kid with Sam Asghari. For the longest time, her and K-Fed weren't getting along, but now she's got K-Fed's approval. Woo! The important things. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, it's at Ryan Hoppy, it's ryanhoppyradio.com. As I'm just loading up this video because my internet went out for some reason. Life's weird, man. Like, you're just having a good show. You're just doing a good thing. And then the internet freezes.
Oh, baby, baby. Britney Spears is getting showered with all the pregnancy love.
Okay.
The 40-year-old pop princess took to Instagram on Monday to announce that she's expecting her first kiddo with fiancé Sam Asghari.
You know what I noticed? Entertainment Tonight calls her the toxic singer, but they call her the pop princess over at Access Hollywood. Good for them.
To Instagram on Monday to announce that she's expecting her first kiddo with fiancé Sam Asghari.
Oh, I hope Sam's a good dude. I hope to the Lord that Sam's a good dude.
And her famous pals and even one of her exes congratulated her on the news.
Can't even imagine talking to an ex. They're all sociopaths, and none of it was my fault. Damn right.
Kevin Federline, who was married to the singer from 2004 to 2007, and shares two sons, 16-year-old Sean Preston and 15-year-old Jaden James with her.
I don't know why she found him attractive. He was not a talented guy.
Sent her well wishes in a statement through his lawyer. Quote, Kevin wishes her the best for a happy, healthy pregnancy and congratulates her and Sam as they plan for the excitement of parenthood together.
So that's not him saying that. That's just a lawyer typing something up to make him look good and make him relevant, which is basically what Kevin Federline's only good for, leeching off at Britney Spears.
Mark Vincent Kaplan, family law attorney for Kevin Federline, told NBC News. Britney also got support in the comment section of her new post.
Oh, thank God, the comment section was nice. I wonder what that's like.
Paris Hilton, who has been the Piece of Me singer's longtime pal and supporter during her 13-year conservatorship, leading the celebrity love, writing, quote, "Congratulations, sis. I'm so happy for you. Love you."
Oh, that's good. Where's the people that go, "Oh, that's not a good decision"? Oh, that's right. Everyone kisses Britney's ass for attention and clout.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. He is the best martial arts and boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area. 2800 22nd Street North in Edson, St. Petersburg. Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Search them up on Instagram and go to AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn right. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hot Topic.
The show is so good, and it is so wonderful to see all the just really positive, fun stuff that's happening for the Kardashians right now.
This makes me so happy.
She's never had a reaction like that for me, and it's happened like a few times.
So this video is Kourtney Kardashian on weddings and babies with Travis Barker, because they're so edgy, bro.
Kourtney, I gotta catch up with you a little bit.
Yeah, we've been so busy now looking at your posts.
You did a practice run on the wedding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a practice run? They do have a lot of practice.
So when is the real wedding and what will that look like? Because we're really seeing your love story with your soulmate on the new show.
Yeah.
You are. We don't know yet.
No one cares then. So if you don't know yet, you're just waiting till season 3 of the show. If you guys are together at that point, which is a stretch.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and it's Friday, so we have some new music to dissect.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Starting with Camila Cabello's
gross
new song, La Buena Vida.
She just skanks me out, man. She gives me weird vibes. So does Shawn Mendes, so I'm not being sexist. I'm not being a shock jock.
Friday, so we have some new music to dissect. Starting with Camila Cabello's new song, La Buena Vida, which she seems to talk about her split from Shawn Mendes.
No, she's talking about the economy.
The track is about missing a significant other while they're away, as she cites a busy work schedule as the reason these two are kept apart. Recall this high-profile couple split in November of last year after they released joint statements on their Instagrams.
They were a boring-ass couple. Not that I ever hung out with them, so I wasn't really aware of what they were like, but they just didn't seem like a fun time.
Since then, they both seem
bland as a saltine cracker. Not much going on there.
They released joint statements on their Instagrams. Since then, they both seem to be on cordial terms, and just this week, we reported that Sean revealed that he would be open to doing a collab performance with the Havana Star.
Yeah, of course, because you're irrelevant.
Moving on to Avril Lavigne.
So much for my happy ending. Ta-da!
Because she is taking her girlfriend status to the next level. See what I did there?
Yeah, we did. We get it.
But anyways, yesterday, the rocker princess took to her Instagram to announce that Mod Sun proposed to her on March 27th in Paris.
Good for you, Mod Sun.
The What the Hell singer shared a beautiful black and white photograph of Mod down on one knee as to marry him with the...
He can get that in Ybor City or Nebraska Avenue.
Eiffel Tower in the background.
Oh, yeah. And then he gave her the Eiffel Tower later on.
Written in...
Hit up one of their friends. You want to celebrate this wedding?
singer shared a beautiful black and white photograph of Maud down on one knee as he asked her to marry him with the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Yeah.
Written in French, Avril captioned the sweet photo, "Yes, I will love you forever." Congrats to these two from the HL fam. But speaking of engagements, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck had a lot of people talking after the singer was spotted rocking a giant diamond ring.
My love don't cost a thing, cause I'm a dirty rotten hack.
During a shopping trip with her daughter, Emmy, this week.
Aunt's hanging out with the kids. What a mother. What a good mother. You're doing your basic duties.
Now, no one would be surprised by a Bennifer engagement. And on top of this, back in June 2021, insiders did tell Hollywood Life exclusively that J-Lo was 1,000% ready to say yes if he did pop the question.
All right, and we're going to find out right now about that ring.
Jennifer Lopez is showing off her new engagement ring, and what a sparkler it is.
Jennifer Lopez has a new piece of jewelry. She's wearing it on her engagement hand.
And my name's Gayle King, and I want to hang out with Oprah.
J-Lo's new green diamond. We didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yep. Ben Affleck re-popped the question with a very rare 8.5-carat green diamond, set with a white diamond on either side.
So I have a really
what?
Exciting.
Oh yeah.
And special story to
I don't care. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Are indeed engaged. All right, and now on to Chris Brown, because he has confirmed that he is indeed a father of three.
Woo! Chris Brown is a father. Man, if he didn't mess up and beat up women and be a scumbag, he could have been the next Michael Jackson. He was on Top 40 radio. He's on hip-hop radio, soccer mom radio, even a little bit of news talk probably back in the day, and then he beat up Rihanna. Not saying he hasn't made money, but it kind of hurt his credibility. Being a woman beater is a bad thing. What a surprise. You sociopathic scumbag leech. But he's so talented. Can't lie about that.
After months of rumors swirling around that the singer was the father of Diamond Brown's baby.
It doesn't seem like he knows how to pull out. He doesn't really seem to have any control of his behavior. Why? Because he's a sociopath.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by QuadPod.com. QuadPod is the best podcast network out there. I am so honored and proud to be a part of it. QuadPod.com/RyanHoppy. Go there and have a fun time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Dinner last week, now testing positive for the virus.
Let me rewind that again. Never perfect.
More people who attended that gridiron dinner last week, now testing positive for the virus.
You rich and elite, you're finally getting it 2 years later.
As case rates are ticking up across the nation, Chief White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has the latest. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning. Let's talk about something that is kind of irrelevant at this point because we all gave up.
Hey, Michael, good morning to you. Yeah, that elite dinner, it's attended by a who's who of Washington politicians and journalists. It turns out it's looking like a major super spreader event.
Ah, that's so 2020. I went to a super spreader. I went to Ybor City.
Here in town, at least 72 positive cases so far.
Didn't mean to do that. Honestly, it doesn't matter. There's new cases and everyone's freaking out. Not at all. No one cares. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Honestly, I don't care about my weight because people bitch about it anyway.
You do care about your weight, Selena Gomez, because you're talking about it. If you didn't care about your weight, you wouldn't think about it or talk about it a day of your life. You're a hypocrite. And I'm not trying to fat shame her or anything because she looks good, man. Oh, she looks good. But at the same time, don't be like, I shut down the haters, because there's no such thing as shutting down the haters. You know how you shut down the haters? You either ignore it or block them. But responding to them, you're giving them what they want. So you're kind of exciting the haters.
Honestly, I don't care about my weight because people bitch about it anyway. You're too small. You're too big. That doesn't fit.
Why do you care? Because you're not over Justin.
I am perfect the way I am.
Selena Gomez has a message for all the body shamers out there.
I'm reading all your comments and it's bothering me. No, what should she say?
Moral of the story?
On Sunday, the 29-year-old actress called out the haters who feel the need to comment on her weight, posting this TikTok about a recent fast food order.
So I be trying to stay skinny, but I went to Jack in the Box and I got four tacos, three egg rolls, onion rings, and a spicy chicken sandwich.
Is anyone...
Forget about getting fat. This is going to give you the runs, man.
Anyone else, like, starving all of a sudden?
Thank you for that one-liner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And listen, if anyone has a problem with Selena enjoying her life as she pleases, she has this to say.
You're really bothering me.
I don't care about my weight because people bitch about it anyway.
You do care about it.
You're too small. You're too big.
We heard ya. I was going to say something about women talk a lot, but that would have been sexist.
Oh, happy hot topic.
And this transition, when I said women talk a lot.
This season is going to be bigger and better than you have ever experienced. So get ready.
Bigger and better, but now The Real has been canceled.
Welcome to The Real, America. We have a fantastic show planned for you today.
Not anymore.
ET can confirm the news that the daytime panel show, hosted by Lonnie Love, Jeannie Mai.
I gotta give it up to Lonnie.
Sexy. Sel Bouvet and Adrian Houghton is ending after 8 seasons on the air.
No!
Lonnie is not a morning person. At all.
She doesn't seem like it. She seems like she's out late partying. Lonnie gives me fun vibes, man. She seems like the type of person that you're hanging out the house.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm just saying.
Jeannie has more energy for everybody. And yeah. Adrian couldn't be sweeter.
Whoa, you're like saying that people have different personalities? Whoa.
I'm the bitter divorcee.
On Friday, Lonnie opened up about the news on Instagram, writing, "In the end, the Real cast and crew did everything we could to scale the show down. We shot 7 to 8 shows in 3 days, no audience, made a conference room into a studio, but in my opinion, COVID costs killed this show." The 50-year-old comedian added that it's been a great ride, before thanking viewers and shouting out their Emmy win, writing, "This is not goodbye, but see you all soon."
Yeah. No, we're going to forget about you in a second.
Ride or die. E.T. was with the ladies of The Real back in 20.
No one cares anymore. We've all moved on. For some reason, we can't get this dirty, rotten imbecile out of the news.
Jada Pinkett Smith has made her first public appearance since Oscar night.
Oh, thank God, you're so brave! And you have HPV!
The actress stepped out in Los Angeles.
Don't we all?
On Saturday to celebrate the opening of the Shonda Rhimes Performing Arts Center, which will house Debbie Allen's new dance academy.
That's cool. She went to something to look like a good person. But deep down, we all know she's a sociopath.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Elon Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors as previously announced.
Yeah, I don't really think he vibes with people. Maybe it's because of the Asperger's, but that guy, man, he doesn't hold back. And Twitter's a site that you can only not hold back when it's the liberal agenda.
The Tesla and SpaceX CEO remains Twitter's largest shareholder after recently purchasing 9.2% of the company.
That's cool.
But Twitter announced yesterday that Musk has decided not to take a seat on the board. However, the social media giant says it will remain open to Musk's input.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Chris Rock is keeping mum for now. The comedian took the stage at a casino in Palm Springs, California over the weekend to crack some jokes.
That's good.
But he told the audience that he has no plans on addressing Will Smith smacking him at the 2022 Oscars until he sees some cash.
Of course, I would do the same thing.
Quote, I'm okay. I have a whole show and I'm not talking about that until I get paid.
It's almost like he's the bigger man and he moved on, unlike everybody else. What a smart guy.
Chris said, according to the Desert Sun. The publication also reported that the 57-year-old quipped that he got his, quote, hearing back following the incident.
Oh, relax. You didn't lose your hearing. You're so loud that you cause yourself to go deaf. I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
King Richard Starr walked on stage and slapped Chris across the face during this year's Oscars telecast. Yeah. After the comedian made a joke about the hair of his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, who has alopecia.
That's not all she has.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now.
And like that, he's gone.